Podcast is up.
Podcast is here. I've been trying to get this thing going for years and years. Even before the podcast started, this is Jazz. Bitch.
Bitch.
Jenny.
Bitch.
How dare you,
move
man.
Your pretty face no, over a little bit for me. I got, move your pretty face over. There. Look. Yep.
There you go.
She's perfect. Right. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm fantastic, baby.
You're busy, girl.
Isn't that the key?
Well, that's what we all are trying to do, you know? And my girl has been working her ass off, and I want to get right into the whole impact thing, because we spoke a little bit before you started, but I didn't really get the whole story, and I'm glad I didn't, because you can tell it here. And we'll go back to us.
Yeah.
Back in the day, but I want to start off hot and fresh. How did the Impact gig come about? For those who don't know, she was just on Impact television for a while before she retired, before she Terry Funked. Let's face it, you ain't done yet, girl.
No, girl. Let me tell you, that's what they all say. We're never completely done.
No.
But Jordan reached out along with Dreamer and asked me how I felt about coming to Impact. I told Dreamer, I was like, yo, I'm fat, out of shape. Like,
never.
He was like, eat a salad. You'll be okay.
Go to the bathroom. You'll be fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like that's what it takes. But basically, that's what it was, you know. And I went there, had no clue that it was gonna be extended for over 4 or 5 months. Mm-hmm. But thank God, you know, it was a blessing. And I had fun with the Franny. I've never had the opportunity to tag with anyone, so that was pretty dope. I enjoyed my time there.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't watch Impact, but anytime your stuff came up on the internet, I watched it because. Thank you. Because you're my girl, and I have to support,
I love you.
And I was thrilled. I was thrilled to see you on there because, I mean, I feel like you've always been underrated. You know what I mean? Like, you're so good, but I don't think that you've ever got the props that you deserved in this business. Yeah. You've lived it. I mean, you know how it goes. So when I saw you, I said to myself, okay, they're going to treat her like a legend, you know, and she's there to put the young talent over. Cause we know the deal in our late 40s. We know what's going on. Exactly. But it was so nice to just see you shine, you know, and for them to put you in a position where you know ahead of time what the deal is.
Yeah, of course.
And it just gives you that little extra nudge, because then when you go do your indie work and when you go, you can say, hey, did you just see me on Impact? Did anybody just see me on TV?
I did that, yes.
So how much input did you have in what was going on there?
You know how it is. They have writers, you know. I didn't have no input at all, but I was able to do what I was capable to do in the ring. No one forced me to do anything. You know, I let the younger girls put shit together, and it was like, I'm just in here, just, you know, it's not about me. You still do what you got to do, tell your story. You know, I'm just a part of it. So, and they did so great of covering my flaws, you know what I'm saying? So it was pretty cool, laid back. The girls were tremendous.
That's great. And you looked great. You didn't Thank look you. Out of shape. Ridiculous.
Let me tell you, friend, I said a lot of prayers before each time I went to that ring. Let me tell you.
This girl's got twins, and she's still got muscles on muscles and abs. So don't give me that BS. You looked phenomenal.
Thank you. Phenomenal,
Jazz. She looks phenomenal. I was thrilled to see you on there. Have they left the door open for you?
But there hasn't been any talk as of yet.
Sure.
You know, but the way they set it up, I brought in Rachel Ellerin to team up with Jordan to continue the chasing of the titles, which they won at the pay-per-view. And I was there to witness that and be a part of that. So you know, it's always an opening, but it's, you know, how it is, totally up to them.
And you could always come back as like a manager.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't have to.
They want to know if you're available for this day. I'm like, please tell me it's not a match. He was like, no. I'm like, okay, I'm available. People don't realize TV matches are so different from just regular house shows or indie matches.
Right.
You know, you can pace yourself. You know, I can go 15 minutes on an indie match, but TV is such a fast paced. And yeah, my days are done with that shit.
When I worked for WWE, they gave, I think they gave us a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And I was like, what am I supposed to do in a minute and a half?
You know, just walking down a ramp. Try to get over walking down
my ass in the ring for
10 seconds to get a pose in and bam.
I'm done. Oh, that's hilarious. Well, I'm really happy that you got that run. Tell us about your school. How's that going? And Rodney, is he still tanning?
You know it's you know
only black man I know that gets in the tanning bed.
Yes, and he needs it too.
I love it.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing? The kids? What's going on in the world of jazz?
Man, you know, the school, first of all, the school is going great. It's Rodney, myself, and we got Thunder Rosa. She teamed up with us. So, you know, the Dog Pound Dojo is going strong. We're growing each day, each week. You know, we got Thunder Rosa has an all-women promotion, Mission Pro. And then we got SWE. So we got talent that's coming in that's just chasing opportunities. So we're just here to share the knowledge and pass the torch.
Now, what do you, are you just talent for SWE or is your hand in there too? Because you know I'm coming in for them.
Yeah, girl. I'm a director of the women's division. I book girls. Ooh. I do the matches. Yeah, girl.
Okay. I'll be answering to her when I get. Well, I won't be involved in the women's division. I'm just gonna, I'm gonna be with some blonde guy
working
ringside. But
he says, "Cut the fucking music."
That's right, man. We're doing it again, and you'll see my face go, "Huh? What's happening?"
That's Friday.
But I can't wait. I can't wait to see you, and hopefully we can hang out. And
we will. Damn, what's going on?
I'm gonna make time for you. I love it. How is it there in Texas with this whole COVID?
You know, honestly, we were shut down for a few months and then they slowly start opening things up. We still have to wear our mask, but I mean, it's like the doors are open, man. Like SWE's been drawing over 1,000 people.
Wow. I'm seeing pictures of shows and I'm seeing a lot of people without masks on.
Without mask on. Yeah.
And you guys are safe. It's not a big deal. Cause I'm a little like,
wear your mask.
Wear the mask.
Yeah. We tell the talent it's to your preference.
Okay.
You know, so yes. You know, we got some people just don't believe in, you know, the whole max.
I really don't believe that the masks work. I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to lie. But I mean, I don't know. If my nose is covered and some dude coughs on me, it's got to be a little bit of protection.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And you know how wrestling fans are. They want to be in your face. They want to hug you, you know.
Look, this is the year of no contact.
Yeah, and it's hard, especially for us, right? Because, you know, we see each other. It's like, it's love. And
I think that includes the workers. I think the workers are getting fist bumps from me.
Yeah.
I love you, but I can't touch you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we did the whole fist bump thing for a while. And and the next thing you know, I'm caught up in the moment and I'm there fucking
hugging and kissing.
With the hand around the fucking fan and cheesing. I'm like, oh man. Shit, I hope it didn't breathe on me.
Let me ask one thing about the TV tapings. Was it weird being basically like in like a almost it's the sound stage with nothing except for the sound of the mat and nobody else?
Oh, because you don't have any fans there, right? Impact doesn't have fans.
No, and I believe if we'd have had fans, I probably would have been able to do even more because you know you feed off of that energy. That's what an adrenaline kicks in at, you know, but your music hit, you walk through Gorilla down the ramp and it's like cricket.
You're pointing to no one.
No one. And it's like, you want to get hype. You want to just, you know, but nothing. It's hard. That was so hard. So hard. You know, those pauses you take to let shit sink in, you know. But yeah, none of that.
Damn.
That was the hardest thing ever done in my life, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because just watching. I mean, I haven't had to do it because, you know, I haven't done anything. Yeah. But just watching you guys, like, even to the point of like WrestleMania and seeing, you know, their moments be taken from them because you want to work in front of the crowd. You want to hear the roar and there's nothing there. It must be like extremely difficult.
It's difficult, Franny, because, you know, the fans, they make the show.
Sure.
You know, whatever reaction you get, it's a reaction.
Yeah.
Silence.
It's hard.
That's deadly, man.
I think it's just funny. Like, you hear the music, you see the lights and the strobes and all this stuff, and everybody's doing their taunts, and it's like there's nobody there. It's like
nobody,
you can't just walk right to the ring because then it's awkward. So it's interesting how they made it work.
Seems like the girls and guys are just constantly just going. It's like no stopping, no pauses, no nothing. I'm like, shit, bro.
Yeah, it's all rushed.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, slowly I feel like things are getting back to normal.
Yes, thank God for that.
Yeah. I mean, I tell everybody, look, you do your thing. You want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear one and you don't have to, don't wear one. If you want to get the vaccine, get it. If you don't, don't. Your body, your choices.
Exactly. Do what
you want. So I just tell, please, if you feel sick, stay the hell home.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't come around me.
How was Disney World when you went?
Oh, girl, we had the best time ever. The mask sucked because, you know, it's hot in Florida. Mm-hmm. It was hot. But, I mean, we had a great time. It didn't.
Was there less people there?
Yeah, they were at 35% capacity.
Okay.
So, I mean, it.
Pretty cool.
It felt less crowded than other years because obviously when you go, there's 100% people there. But there were still people there, but we followed precautions. Now, when you got to the hotel, that was like a different world. Nobody wore their masks. 20 people in the hot tub with their Bud Lights, elbow to elbow drink. Like, I'm like, where am I? Like, Florida.
Yes.
It was so different. But I mean, none of us, thank God, none of us got sick.
That's all we can do.
You can't live in fear. You can't stop living. I'm slowly realizing that. Like in the beginning, I was petrified to leave my house.
Mm-hmm.
And so, now the more research I do, the more I read about it. I'm like, we have to live. Like,
gotta live, man. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So again, to each your own, but I've had enough.
Yeah.
You know,
I understand. So,
I'm slowly starting to take bookings again. I'm a little apprehensive, but I said to myself, I'll just stay away, do my thing, and
exactly. Wear your mask if you feel safer that way, and
wear a hazmat suit. I'll be walking in like an astronaut.
Still smile underneath the mask as if people can see your smile.
They'll see my smile marks in my eyes. Right? Yeah. So the school's doing well. How are the twins?
Twins are great.
They're beautiful, by the way. I saw a recent picture.
Yes,
I girl. Saw them training. Is like
bigger than me. Sky,
they're training.
Like, yes.
Girl.
Yes, they had their first match a couple of months ago.
How'd that go?
Went well. Of course, they're not bumping yet. So they went there and told a little story and without any bumps.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, you know, it wasn't something that I pushed onto them. I think they kind of just, I think they love the attention, you know. You know, they're still young. And
what are they, 13?
12.
Going to be 13. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 12. So we'll see where it goes. You know, they're still young.
Yeah.
You know, so only time will tell.
Now, does Rodney agree with them getting in the business?
Oh, of course.
Does he? You know, but you know.
I was more, a little more apprehensive about it, but he was telling me I was being a hypocrite. You know, I'm going to tell them not to do something that they see me do every day. So I'm like, kind of makes sense, but still, you know. But, you know, now things are changing for the women. We're actually getting more opportunities. You know, we're We're no longer allowing ourselves to be treated like dog shit, you know? So, hey, I was just scared for them based on all the bullshit that I know that goes on behind the scenes and not being treated fairly. And
yeah, you know. It's good you mentioned that because I talked about it on here before with Chad. Mm-hmm. Like thinking about the guys in the business, I'm not going to name names because that's not cool, but some of these guys in the business, and you know, Medusa just went on a rant a couple weeks ago, I think, and she was talking about, you guys look up to people who shit in the girls' food and would shit in their bags, would do all this terrible stuff. They do interviews. They call us rats. They call us this. They call us that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm looking back at the 90s, early 2000s, and that was the mentality of the boys.
Yeah.
You know, and it didn't matter how hard you worked.
Mm-hmm.
You still had that stigma because you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you dated somebody in the business, which is inevitable because who did we know?
Exactly.
Who are you around for four or five days out of the week? We had no social life outside of the business. So you're going to gravitate
towards what you're around.
Exactly.
Day.
And I would never, unless you're sleeping with five guys at once, then it was like, okay, maybe you deserve that. But if you're dating someone that didn't work out a couple years later, you date one, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't give you the right to go do a shoot and say that one was so-and-so's rat. Mm. No, she was his girlfriend for a couple years. It just pisses me off the way these guys just have open forum and they could say whatever they want. And the girls just look like pieces of shit. I hate it.
Yeah. When someone spoke up about, you know, the women not having their own locker rooms when you go to venues, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
that's happened to us before. How many schlongs have you seen just trying to walk through? Oh, how you doing? It's there.
Yes.
Horrible.
Yes. But, you know, that's the disrespect that they've shown us. You know, they don't care if we're sitting there. They're going to get undressed and do what they do. But if we would do that, oh, my God, we're rats. We're sluts.
Sure.
We're all bitches, whatever. But, you know, it's like we deserve to have at least a curtain to go behind to get dressed, you know, that's not asking for much, but I make sure we have our own locker room. That's a must.
Well, that's good. I mean, when we would go to a building and there'd be a women's bathroom, we would like do a dance.
Yeah.
Because we'd have to like sometimes pee in a urinal. I mean, it was ridiculous. The circumstances we worked under.
It was.
Really? Yeah. And, I'm talking about ECW. I know WWF was a different entity, but it seems to me like the tide's turning, and I don't know if it's because of like the Me Too movement or if the guys are so scared to talk, but it just seems like there's more respect put on the women today than there was 20 years ago.
Exactly. And we deserve it. And another thing, there's no more the boys' club. You know, the women now, we're just, you know, the biggest draw than the men.
Right.
Yeah. We're no longer the circus act. We're no longer, you know, where you put us out there in the ring and hopefully everybody goes get popcorn or to the restroom. You're like, we're drawing now.
Sure.
We've always drawn, but now it's being noticed. We're finally being acknowledged that we are a big draw.
But don't you think, too, it has something to do with the writers? Because, you know, if they're in there writing these stupid ass storylines that the girls have to follow, not the talent's fault. It goes back to the office.
It does. It does. Especially, when you're a bigger platform, for sure, it's the writers.
Yeah.
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 And whoever has the last say so.
It's amazing. They say the women have come so far, but I think you got to give it to the writers too, because they're starting to realize, these girls can do more than just stupid pillow fights. And
When I was in WWE, they called us in a meeting and they always told us our ratings are doing great, but we're wrestling too much like men. They want tops to come off. They want the bras to be seen. And we looked at them like, are you kidding me? Like, we're out there killing it. You know, and you want us to go 10 steps backwards to show a freaking bra. It's like, come on.
Yeah, the gear kind of looks like bra and panty anyway.
Yeah, so you gimmick the shirt so when you grab it, it just so happens to just rip, and now she's all exposed, and I guess they get their little pop, and you know, the boys are happy.
Do you remember the spot that you and I had to do at the pay-per-view?
I remember a lot of spots.
Okay, so when George was with us.
Oh, yeah.
In California, and you had to rip my top off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I looked at Paul, and I was like, I looked at Jazz, and she's just like.
Yeah.
Then I look at Paul, and he's like, and I'm just like, and I go, so I'm going to put big X's over my boobs so you can't see anything. Yeah. And Paul goes, well, don't make them too big, and don't put your hands over your breast. And I go, why? And he goes, no, just let them flow.
Yeah, but you know,
I put my hands over my breast.
Your pants down and walk around in some briefs, Paul.
I waited 3 seconds and then I just went, but I wanted everybody to see I put these huge X's. Yeah. Like they were huge.
Yeah.
But I was like, now what did that do? I would have rather you bumped me than took off my top.
Yeah. And it would have got a better reaction anyway. I mean, people
are going to see
wrestling. I tell all my women students, I'm like, you're not really here to sell sex. If you're hot and you're cute, even if you're ugly duckling, somebody out there is going to say you're hot regardless. You know, we're half dressed anyway. I'm like, you're getting more attention by being physical in the ring than actually trying to go out there and, you know, we're trying to tell a story. You got your heel, you got your face, right?
Yeah.
And these girls got go out there. They want heat, but they go out there shaking their ass. It's like, who's going to boo that?
You got to turn them.
Yeah. Help me get over. Why don't you?
You have to turn them. That was, man. I mean.
Yeah. You can't do that by going out there through the curtain, wiggling and shaking your ass and twerking. And
oh, they twerk.
You're not going to get an ounce of heat. Doing
wow.
That.
We just watched that a few weeks ago. We just watched that whole thing play out with what was going on the outside. It's almost like, you know, your top got ripped off, but there was so much other stuff going on because of what was going on the floor.
Yeah. I was actually pissed that night because I flew my husband in because I was finally in a freaking main event. And while we're out there in the ring doing this, and Franny causes a whole fucking...
did not! How dare you?
I'm kidding. But anyway,
listen.
I'm looking around. I'm like, after the match, I'm like, babe, you see my match? No, he's outside spearing people in the freaking street.
Beating everybody up.
I'm like,
well, do you remember going over the match that night and Dreamer saying to me, climb the ladder behind me and hook me? And I go, you're going to fall on top of me. He goes, no, I won't. I'll bump to the left. And I go, you're too heavy. Do you remember this? I said, you're going to fall on top of me. And he goes, I won't. What did he do? He fell on top. And remember afterwards, like my ribs were like almost broken. I couldn't breathe.
Yes.
And he was mad at me for 6 months. And then he goes, I just watched that. It was my fault. 6 months later, he apologizes.
Yeah.
And
thank
I'm like,
you.
Honest Thanks, to God, you're like, hell, I don't know, 300 pounds falling on me.
Yeah. Yeah. I
mean, come on, man.
Easily.
That was awful. That was that. So between that and then the fight, and then, because when I fell, you guys, that was a cue for you guys to like get in the and you're both looking at me like, can you breathe? And I was just like,
yeah. That was a crazy night.
That was horrible. The whole match was just,
yeah.
Pissed me
off. I was like, yeah, this is what it feels like to be in the main event.
This is great. And it was not my fault, by the way.
No, it wasn't. You know, always. I just like.
If I didn't go over to that girl, they still would have taken their shirts off and did their deal, and Atlas still would have ran over, and it would have been a madhouse. So
we were ready for that night anyway. You know.
Oh yeah. We were in the back watching the monitor, like, okay, there he is. There's that guy. Yeah. We knew it.
Yeah, and Paulie said, we're gonna empty the freaking locker room. And that's what happened.
But blame it on me.
Yeah. Pete's on Franny.
And at 1:30 in the morning, I'm sleeping, and the phone rings, and it was our lawyer, the lawyer. Oh. And he goes, yeah, get ready to be sued. I go, okay, good night.
Yeah, right.
Oh, like, for what? I didn't do anything.
I'm selling my ribs right now.
Oh my God. I didn't have to sell. It was real. Oh, good times. Yes, getting back. Let's go back a little bit.
All right.
We might have talked about this before, but never here. How did you and Rodney get into ECW? Because you were trained by JYD, right?
JYD in the beginning, and then Rod came into play, and we started training underneath Rod.
I saw him.
Yes.
I saw him in New Orleans. Yeah. For the first time in like years. I love that man.
Right? Awesome. Yeah. Yes. Okay. And he told us that y'all were going to be in Louisiana for a loop, and we need to hit the road and do a tryout.
And what year was that?
Oh, my God, early 98.
98, okay.
Or late 98.
Okay.
Because I remember when I debuted, it was cold as fuck in Philly. Like, freezing cold. Yes, it was like towards late 98.
Okay.
Yeah, doesn't it seem so long ago?
Oh it was, honey.
Wow. So, yeah, that's how it happened. And I that weekend, the Friday, the Saturday, I didn't get in the ring because I was just like, I just felt like I didn't fit. I didn't know. I saw you and Dawn Marie and y'all up there looking all hot and sexy. I'm like, they don't want anybody like me. And it was Dawn Marie told me to get my butt in the ring and show them what I could do.
Yep.
Well, I finally got dressed, found some hallway or something, because, you know, wasn't allowed to go in the locker room. I found a hallway, an empty hallway, and went and got dressed and got in the ring with Jason. And RVD goes up to Rodney and tell Rodney, yo, is that your lady? And he was like, yeah. He was like, bro, I wouldn't let her get in there. And he was like, she'll be all right. And I remember everyone gathered around the freaking ring and nervous as hell. And, oh, my God, completed the match and ran out, went to the nearest locker room, which it was Sabu, Tommy Rogers, one man gang. They were all sitting there. And I just ran past them into the restroom and puked my guts out.
There you go.
There you go.
Got all those nerves out.
Nerves, yes.
But you know something, Jazz? You worked with the best person because Jason.
Yeah.
Jason brought out the best in every female. That's the one thing that I loved about Jason. He put the girls over every single time and let us shine. Yeah, like he had no ego whatsoever. He's like,
nobody in there did, Franny. And I said it all the time. Like, if it wasn't for the guys in ECW, there would be no Jazz.
Yeah, because you beat up like everyone. You did.
Yeah, it's, you know, from Simon Diamond and Steve Corino.
Corino, yeah.
You know, it was crazy.
Yeah.
We just watched that one of those matches too. We just watched you and Corino a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was you and I. We tagged up against Corino and Jack Victor.
Yes, Jack Victor even put me over. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah. God.
But Franny, we was just so happy and well, you know, for more reasons than one. And not all about the money, right?
But what money?
Yeah. But, you know, we were just so happy. There was no egos. Everybody there had a chance to work.
Yeah.
Everybody knew their role. You know, we knew Nova and Chatty, then we're going to open the show, you know, and the rest of us was just going to fall in line and get the opportunity. So
tell me a difference in your mind. You've worked ECW. You worked WWE. What's the difference, like, between the locker rooms? I always ask it about people because I know what my difference was. My difference might be different than your difference.
Yeah.
If you don't want to say things, I mean, I'm not pressuring you, but.
Yeah.
Let me know the difference.
As of now, for sure, there's so many girls there. You know, when we were there, Franny, it was maybe 10, if that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how we would feel being in the position these girls are in now? There's like 100.
Everybody's fighting for a spot.
Yeah, everybody's fighting for a spot. And we never had to do that in ECW.
No.
We never had to fight for a spot. We knew if we were flown in or showed up at the venue, we were going to have an opportunity to work.
Right.
You know? And that's what I feel the difference is. Like, it's just there's only so much room for TV. And not everyone's going to get that opportunity in WWE. And it's
did you feel the family
in WWE?
Yeah. Did it feel
no family?
Yeah.
No, it was so much backstabbing, you know. I'm just use the term politics.
Yeah.
You know, and I always thought my talent would speak for itself. There's some things I just can't compete with. I can't compete with someone over there brown nosing and sucking ass and all that. I can't compete with that.
Girl, you're preaching to the choir.
Yeah, I can't compete with that. Like, all I got is what I got.
And if you got talent. You got TNA. You got talent and ability.
And ability, baby.
Remember that?
You damn right.
Here's a story, Jazz. I'm sure you remember it. When we went back to the fake ECW.
Yeah.
You were called in a little later than the rest of us. You came in. And I don't remember where we were. I don't know what town it was, but you had a rent a car.
Yes.
And you drove alone.
Yes.
She drove alone. And I remember talking to you and I said, I don't want you getting a hotel or drive. Cause we had a loop and we were working somewhere the next day and we had to go by where my parents lived. And I said, why don't I drive back with you? I'll see if it's okay. Because I didn't want her driving alone. She's my friend, right? So Dreamer says, yeah, go with her. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. So we go, we get lost. I mean, the whole whole 9 yards. We get back to the house, we chill. Then we went somewhere else. We did a show that day. And then you flew out and dropped me off or whatever. I'm just trying to be a good friend. Do you know I got in trouble with the office because I jumped in your rental car and I didn't take my return flight home?
No.
Oh, I got heat. Who told you to drive with Jazz? And I said, Dreamer.
Wow. Yeah.
And I said, she was by herself and she had to drive. I don't even know where we were, but it was far.
Yeah, it was
far. I said, I didn't want her to drive by herself. I didn't think it was a big deal. No, you should have never did. I got in trouble with the office because I was a friend. And I drove.
Those people, there's something else. I remember when Rodney injured his leg and he had to fly out the next day to go see about getting surgery. So he had to fly to Alabama. And they literally had to like really think about allowing me to go with him. And I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, the dude, he can't even walk. Jesus. You know, he had to urinate in a trash can. Like, if I wasn't there, oh my God.
Who would help him?
Yeah. They didn't want me to go. I got heat for that, but I told them I'm going. If you like it or not, I'm going. That's my husband. You know, but they document everyone else's surgery and pre-op, post-op, all that shit. But they didn't even want me to go and be there to support my husband.
Exactly. It just baffles. It really does depend on who you know. And what you do.
You are. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, they told me, go oil up your chest and knock on Vince's door and lean over the desk. I'm not lying.
Oh my God.
I'm not lying. And I said, I don't do that. I've never done that.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, just put some oil on your chest and go. And hey, Vince, yeah, I go, no, I'm not. Oh, well, you don't want it bad enough. I said, well, apparently I don't. Because I'm not doing that.
Yeah. And, you know, and they didn't utilize you the way they should have. You know what I'm saying? Like tremendous mic skills, you know, like, girl, it's just, Jazz, I don't know.
I told Vince to his face, I wanted to take Kevin Thorne's finisher. And he goes, we don't do that here.
Yeah.
I go, well, then what do you do? Because I'm not really doing much.
I know. They had me doing a run in on Kelly in a bikini, and they got upset because I got a pop. I'm like,
you ran in on our bikini match.
Yes,
that one time, and I think you pie faced me, and I took a bump through the ropes to the floor.
Yeah, and I had to do something to Kelly, and you know they're like, well, you're a heel and you're getting a baby face pop. I'm like, this is ECW.
They didn't get it.
No. What do you expect? And they didn't really like Kelly anyway at the time. So you know, the mailman could have did a run in on it. He got a pop. So.
They definitely dropped the ball. There were so many of us, meaning the originals, who wanted to work.
Yes.
And who wanted to do things. And when you, I mean, when I got that call that said, we have nothing for you, I laughed.
Yeah.
I literally laughed at Johnny Ace and I was like, are you kidding me right now? Because how many meetings did I go in and pitch this or I want to do this?
Yeah.
How so can you tell someone who has ideas you have nothing for them?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get it.
I was a champion twice and they told me the same damn story. Creative just can't come up with anything. I'm like, how in the hell I go from being in mania and, you know, to there's nothing you can come up with?
No. And like, you were there for what, 3 years? The whole length of your contract? Yeah, yeah. And then they just said, we're not renewing?
Then they couldn't come up with anything for me. I'm like, dude, I said, I can tell my own story in the ring. I don't need a writer.
Right.
You know, I can do my own storyline. But Rodney and I, we went and wrote a 6-week storyline out. We turned it into Fit. Paulie even helped us. That's how it was just fucking nuts. We turned it into Fit. Fit gave it to Stephanie. Stephanie gave it to Vince. A couple of days later, Stephanie go, Jazz, good news and bad news. I'm like, okay.
Great.
Like, I don't know. What the fuck do I want to hear first? So she goes, good news, we love your idea. Bad news, we're going to put it on someone else.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the worst. Oh, that's Who got it?
I don't know. I didn't even give a rat's ass. I stopped. I haven't watched wrestling
right then and there. Unbelievable. Oh, that would have pissed me off so bad.
Yeah. What do you do? What do you say? You know, you want to just.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yes.
And back then was like social media because you could tweet. Yeah, I gave that. That's my idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If social media was back then, I mean, oh my God.
Oh, girl, that's terrible.
Yes. Yes. And that's the God honest truth. I put my hand on the Bible right now.
Oh, I believe you. I believe you.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
But you know what?
And prior to that, give me 1 second.
Yeah, no problem.
Johnny Ace would come tell me, Jazz, you're great. You'll never have to worry about a job. You have a job here for life.
Mm-mm. Yeah. It's when you got signed in 01, you went to OVW first, right?
Yeah, they told me to go down there and just knock some ring rust off. You know, there was no time frame of how long I was going to stay there. So I was there doing nothing because Cornette wouldn't use me because he was writing TV for OVW. So I was just there kind of, you know, hanging
Why
out.
Why didn't he want to use you?
Because he didn't know how long I was going to be there. You know, they told me I was going to be there for a couple of weeks.
But how long did you end up staying?
Maybe like a month and a half, 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah. But
weird because you debut at the Survivor Series for them when they kill ECW. So you came in as part of the group and they killed it the same night. And it was like, okay, well, Jazz.
And you know what? I was shitting bricks. I thought I lost a job.
Really?
Really? Yeah. I was like, oh my God, like, now what's going to happen? You know?
Oh, because you thought you were just going to be with the ECW brand?
Yeah.
They said the storyline was that night when the Alliance, the WCW ECW Alliance lost, those guys were out of jobs and they found loopholes to bring them back to TV every so often. But that night, it was left in limbo. Unless you were a champion, you were gone.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy, man. Crazy. You know, and I'm grateful and I'm so thankful for the opportunity, the platform, you know, of being a WWE Women's Champion. You know, I just feel I deserved a little more. You know, I never received an action figure. I never had merch. Anything, Franny.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you had a better career there than I did, but they actually scanned me for the action figure.
Me too.
Yeah, and I was like, really? And they're like, oh yeah, go and get scanned. And then they're like, oh, we're not doing it. It's like
they flew me in. I was home. They're like, we got to get you in here right now. There's a high demand for your action figure. So they flew me in, you know, and did all this and that, and I'm like, nothing. What happened? What did I do?
Yeah, you didn't do anything. you didn't do anything wrong, I should say. You didn't.
Yes.
It's not you. It's not you. It's them. Yeah. What I tell myself anyway, but.
Oh, didn't you love how Mickey James put him on the spot about the trash bag?
The trash bag. I mean, you know, there's got to be a nicer way to send clothing back to someone. At least they got their stuff.
It happened so long ago with us. I was like, was my shit in a trash bag? Or
yeah, I didn't have any stuff there because I didn't last very long.
I never really kept stuff there either, but I had a few items. But I'm just thinking, like, was mine received back in a trash bag?
You know?
Like, I'm sure it was if that's what they've been doing all these years.
How do they ship? Well, it came in a box, and then I guess in the box was the trash bag. The
trash bag, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, look.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty, right?
I was told this from day one. Everybody is replaceable. It doesn't matter who you are or what you do. You could be on top one day and then out the door the next.
It
didn't matter how many times you were champ or this or that. When they're done with you, they're done with you.
Yeah. And don't have to have a reason.
Mm-mm. No.
Because I didn't do absolutely anything. You know, never had heat with anyone. No.
Right.
Confrontation, just, you know, first one there at the venue in the ring, always working on my shit, you know.
Yeah. Well, I always tell kids today, you know, that's not the Mecca.
Yeah.
People want to think that, I want to work. You can go work there, but if you're fired, there is life after WWE.
Yeah.
A lot of
people can't handle that.
Yeah.
You know, they can't handle, I guess, just. So call themselves celebrities or whatever. They can't handle going to get a 9-to-5. You know, that shit didn't bother me because I'm a mother first.
Exactly.
You know, so if I gotta go buy Pampers and clothes, you know, I gotta do what I gotta do. I left the first job I had after my kids were born. I became a CNA at a nursing home, Franny.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember you telling me.
Yes, and I loved it. I loved it, you know. Oh. But, you know, who says, you know, go wiping someone's ass? That didn't bother me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
You do what you got to do for your family.
Question me about that all the time. Like, how do you feel from going kicking ass to cleaning ass? Like, this is the way you're looking at it, you know?
Yeah.
But you got to do what you got to do.
Look.
Great line.
It's a job. Yeah.
It's a job.
And look at you now. You're doing so much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you were never in the sport again. You left your mark on the business. And we all know how good and talented you are. You know what I mean? So your fans know. It doesn't matter if you worked, you know, as a maid or as a janitor, who cares? You're working and you're providing for your family. That pisses me off when people say, oh, so-and-so works at Target now.
Yeah.
Who cares? He's taking care of his family. I mean, it irks me so badly.
Well, and 8x10s or something. Support him. Maybe he wouldn't have to work at Target.
Well, some people don't want to be in the business anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Some people legitimately, I mean, I had a period where I was like, I just want to be home with my family.
Yeah.
You know, I think as a mother, we all kind of go through that. Mm-hmm. You want to be with your children.
Yeah.
But then they get a certain age.
Yes.
When the calls start coming and you're like, well, I could make a buck here. Should I do it? Okay. Yeah. And then you get sucked back into it.
You get sucked back in, Franny. Every time. I've kind of stepped back a few times just to say, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to get a job, get some insurance.
Yeah.
You know, and just be normal. And again, like you said, that phone call comes in. You're like, fuck. Okay. And you're back in full speed.
But the best part is you're your own boss now.
I love it.
Exactly.
What was it like leaving WWE and going to the indies? I'm like, I enjoyed my freedom.
Right.
No one could tell me what to say, what to do. You know, of course, I'm still going in being professional and doing whatever the promoter wants of me, if it makes sense.
Sure.
You know? But yeah, to just have your freedom and just to... People just don't understand it. WWE is a job.
Yes. Yeah. it's nice to wake up and say, I don't feel like working today. I want to take my kids to the park, or I want to clean my house.
Exactly. And not deal.
You could do that.
Yeah. You know? Look at your calendar. You say, okay, well, I got 2 weekends booked. The last 2 weekends of the month, you know what? I'm not going to do anything. You know?
Enjoy your family to me is everything.
Yes.
They are everything. And everybody keeps asking me, oh, if AEW calls, I'm 49 years old. I don't want to be on the road. I don't want a full-time job. I'm doing 4 jobs from the house as it is.
Yeah.
Just hustling, still hustling.
Yeah.
I'll take a payday when the payday's good.
Yeah.
If it's shitty, I'm going to stay home. No offense.
Exactly.
But I'd rather be with my kids.
Exactly.
I'd rather not work at all, but you know.
Yeah.
You got to do something.
Yeah. We like nice things, you know.
I like to buy my stuff myself and not have to say to my husband, can I have
some? I like my stuff. Even if it's a candle, you know, it's still the good to go in your own wallet and get your money out of it.
Absolutely. See, this girl, she gets it. She gets it. Well, I'm super stoked about Texas. That is, I believe, July 24th.
Yes.
We still have time.
I believe so.
Yeah. So you and Rodney will be there?
Of course, love.
I'm thrilled about that.
I'm so excited when they told me you were coming in because I mentioned you prior.
Oh, did I have heat with the office? I don't even know who the office is.
No, we didn't have heat at
all. Who's the office there?
They just told me, okay, well, we'll consider that. And yeah, we'll get her in. Even if it's for a meet and greet, because like, will she wrestle? I'm like, well, Franny never really wrestled. Like, that's not her deal. Mm. You know, I'm like, no, but she can manage. She's great on the freaking mic, you know? So, you know, but it all worked out, God dang it.
See, the problem with me now, I have had so many surgeries, I'm not allowed to bump because I have mesh in my stomach.
Yeah.
Because my abdominals keep coming apart. So they had to
bump. Right?
Yeah. So I'm not allowed to do any core.
Yeah.
So if I take a bad bump and that rips, I have to go right back in for emergency surgery.
Yeah. That's nothing's
not worth it to me.
Nothing's worth that.
No. So I'll go and I'll do something, but my wrestling days are over. No more mixed tags for me. I'm good.
I'm excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I miss you too, girl. I'm excited about seeing you. Where can people, let's start with your school. If anybody's interested in, even if you don't live in Texas and you want to travel, where can they find you for that?
Dogpounddojo.com. And that's dog with 2 G's. Yes, D-O-G-G.
What was it again? Dog Pound?
Dogpounddojo.com.
Okay. Yes. And then where can we find you on social media?
On Twitter, I'm at Phenom_Jazz.
Oh.
IG is my shoot name, but I'm never really on IG.
I hate it.
I'm not photogenic. I know, I'm like. It took me all I had to put some lashes on and lipstick to do this. You know, it's like, that's just not my thing, you know?
I hear you.
I got on some shorts and a t-shirt right now.
I got on sweatpants right now.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So it's like, so that Facebook, I'm underneath my shoot name again, Carlene Begno.
Okay.
So yeah, hit me up. I'm taking bookings for seminars. I'm actually doing my retirement tour. So I have a few matches, you know, still left in me. Reach out. Yes, please do. I need to get these calendars filled for July, August, and September.
How is your health?
Health-wise, I'm good, Franny. I had to start going to get a massage every week because my sciatica was just torturing me.
Yeah.
My knees are shot. I can't jump. I can't do anything. That's why, you know, I told myself it's time to, you know, hang the boots up. If I can't go in the ring and do the shit that Jazz does, you know, it's why get in there? I don't want to be called, look at that old bitch, you know, go sit down. You know, I've worked too hard for my legacy to get shit on because I still think I belong in the ring.
That's when you get in there and you do things that you know you can do. Like you said, with Impact, you do things that make you shine, and it's okay because you've earned it. Yes. You know, you've earned your spot. When I started with Paul back in 93, when I started, he told, I was training to be a women's wrestler, right? Mm-hmm. And he says, no, you're not going to do that. He says, because women's wrestling doesn't sell. And yeah. that's what, but back then.
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah.
And he said, right now, you're going to be a manager and that's what you're going to get over with. That's why mm-hmm. I've never really had to like be a female wrestler. Yeah. He didn't want me to do that.
Yeah.
You know? So mm-hmm. In my training, I just stopped at that point and everything was just on the fly. Yeah. You know, you're going to take this. Okay, what is it? Well, we'll just do it out there. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, right.
Never had to go through what you did
yeah.
because he kind of pumped the brakes on me, mm-hmm. you know? But when you came in, there wasn't that women's division that you're probably looking for.
Yeah. But that's why I didn't think that I would fit, you know?
But you, the same with me, like he made me beat up the boys.
Yeah.
You're more realistic than me because you came in like a brick shit house. You were built and you just had that muscularity and you can go. Mm-hmm. Like you were keeping up with everyone.
Yeah.
So it was, I think it was perfect. You know, you were little.
Yeah.
Thank God,
Holly and Dreamer saw something in me.
Yeah.
You know, just a little black girl from Memphis, Mississippi, you know, shows up in Louisiana to do a tryout. A few weeks later, they call me in to come to the arena, ECW arena.
I've worked with you so many times.
Yeah.
both being faces, me being a heel, you being a face. Mm-hmm. You were a heel, I was a face. I mean, we worked together so many times. But one of my favorite memories, real quick, is when you were at ringside for something. I was not involved. I was watching through the curtain.
Yeah.
And your wig got snatched off your head. And you freaked out. She's screaming, my wig!
Yeah. Do you remember? I don't know if this was the same one because it probably happened more than once. But I had a ponytail and it come out and I took off. I went to the back in the locker room, hurry up, wrapped it back around,
put it back on your
hand, put it in there, and ran back out and finished the match.
I love it.
Nova laughed at me for probably months after that. Oh my God.
My favorite memories of you. Just seeing you freak out. Like you didn't freak out over spots. It was my wig. Yeah.
Yes, girl. Yes.
I love it.
Well, how much money I'm saving now. Oh my God.
But what made you do that?
You know, wearing weaves for over 20 years, people don't realize that costs a lot of money.
A lot of money.
But I had just so much damaged hair, and then I got sick, and they put me on some medicine, and they like it did more damage, and you know, because my mentality was, I didn't give a damn about my hair because I always was covering it up.
I didn't really care my hair.
So my husband said, "Baby, why don't you just shave it?" And I was like, "I don't know. I've had hair all my life. Like, how could I do that?" So I was like, hell with it. Went ahead and shaved it, and everyone seemed to love it. And so
you look great with it. I mean, my first reaction seeing you, I said to myself, oh, because I know I'd spoken to you and mm-hmm. I knew you were going through some stuff and you were sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, if she's sick and she had to do it, that's okay, but she looks friggin' good.
Yeah,
like, I couldn't pull that off.
Yeah, so many people thought I had cancer, and fans still walk up to me. I'm praying for you.
If
everything works out. Like, thank you. I need prayer regardless.
Anyway, just do it. Yeah. Well, you look great. I always say this to my guests that I've worked with. Thank you for being so easy to work with, because I've never once had a fight with Jazz my whole life.
Yeah.
Never once. And
I've never had any issues with anyone, Franny.
Well, that's good. I have. we won't go into that, but you were literally one of my favorite people to work with because it was just easy breezy, always had a good time, always laugh and smile. And we're still friends today. So
yeah, that's why ECW, man, like it was nothing but love, Frank.
Yeah.
And I love you guys. You guys open your arms again. You know, little black girl coming in from the country, not knowing shit, you know, never traveled before. You know, and they put me on a plane by myself and I'm freaking out, you know, but You ladies, y'all was so cool, you know.
We clicked right away. I remember the first night you guys came in and we just clicked right away, tried to make you feel comfortable. Yeah, and it just it makes me happy that we're still friends and we're still in touch. So I wish you, you know, nothing but success.
Thank you. I need it.
I know. We all do, sweetie. But I'm looking forward to July. Yes, I'll talk to you before then, I'm sure.
Yes.
And just give my love to the girls and to that man of yours. Tell him I was asking.
And your kids are growing. Oh my god.
They are. They're getting big. Ooh. My daughter will be 12 in July.
Oh my god. So yes,
we were pregnant right around the same time. You were a little before me, but my son's 9.
Yes.
So they're getting older.
He's so cute. Yeah.
Time for another one.
Oh my god. Me, no, I made sure.
Snippy snip.
Oh, bro, I had a hysterectomy, honey.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
twins are a lot. But the best thing is they'll always have each other, and that's what I love.
You may fight like cats and dogs.
That's okay, though. You know what, Jazz? Especially if they're getting into business, because we had Devon on a couple weeks ago, and his boys, you know, the twins are doing their thing. And that's what I told D. I said, they're always going to have each other on the road. And that is priceless because I didn't have anyone. I didn't have a mentor, a female person when I started. Like I gravitated to the guys because that's all we had back then.
We had,
Yeah. But they're
that's why I'm going to meet y'all wings so fast. You know, I'm like,
yeah.
It's ahead of you guys, you know.
Yeah, but they'll always have each other, and they have great parents that know the business inside and out, and you could put a scare into the boys for them. So they're going to be all right, I'm sure.
All right.
All right. Well, this was great.
May Nicole Bands rest in peace, but remember, what's my spot?
I'll remember, she goes, I'll remember everybody's spots. And we're like, girl, you can't even remember your own spots. How are you going to remember everybody's spot? Yeah, God rest her soul, but that didn't work out too good. Yes. Oh, well. Yes. Anyway, honey, I love you.
Love you, Franny.
And I will talk to you. And we got to talk about that other thing, too, that I gave you. And we'll talk about that.
Yes, later. Yes.
Yeah. Did you do what I told you to do?
I didn't get a chance to.
Girl. But, all right. Yeah. I'll talk to you.
Please do, ma'am.
All right. I love you. Right. Send my love to Robbie.
Love you, girl. I love you. Chad, nice meeting you.
Same here, Jazz. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Love you. Bye.